What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show.
That ticking is starting to piss me off.
Oh, that's the clock that's right by your shoulder. We can't hear it as much.
I can. I noticed the one before the last one.
Jack is the cock.
There you go.
Jack is your cock.
What are you doing it?
Jack is your cock.
You throw it outside? It's throwing it outside!
Sorted. That clock's always pissed me off.
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection. Please choose your podcast. Thank you. You have chosen the Oddcast Podcast. You can initiate podcast. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Oddcast Podcast, episode 80!
Splat!
No, you missed it again. I haven't got to that bit.
Too early.
Splat, too early.
Podcast UK, the podcast nobody is listening to, hashtag not listening to, not listening. Part of the Podgods Network. And the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom, splat, boom!
You started drinking, you bastard.
Yes, we're here. 80 episodes in. That is ridiculous.
I've been involved in 60-odd of them.
Mm-hmm.
Ash for...
40...
When did you start? Were you 30-something?
31 or so.
30, probably.
Yeah. 32, 33. 33, I think your one was. Yeah. We did a live one. I still remember. We did a live episode at 32, where we talked about Robo Hood.
That was a lovely idea.
Yeah. Still remember all that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we did that. But
you can go to Barker Podcasts collection and you can actually find all the old episodes.
They're all there.
Yeah.
It's easy to find.
Don't know why you'd want to listen to the fucking things,
no.
But you know.
I think start listening if you want to go back to around about 40 something.
When we got the microphones you could hear on.
Better mics, better sort of setup.
Well, actually, no, when we switched mics originally, because you've actually, like, improved the sound incrementally over the...
It could still get better. We could still improve the sound.
Mm.
But it's a lot better than how it was. But we're still learning. People forget that. This is what has to work out. We're not recording in a studio where a lot of people have the mics all set up. They never...
No, we're not.
A lot of people have a studio where they're kind of... Or they set up a room which they don't ever touch the mics. The mics always stay in the same places. Don't unplug anything. Ours is very portable. This all goes around.
We're sitting within, like... 2 feet of a combi boiler. So whenever the wife decides to wash her hands, you get a fucking combi boiler.
She's got OCD. Yeah. She's washing her hands all the time. But no, so yeah, obviously we keep improving. Who knows?
No, I wouldn't go improving. That's a bit of a strong term.
We don't get
We're learning along with it. Improving is...
80, though, that's good.
Changing shit.
Impressive.
Oh, yeah. Well, my gran only lived to 88 or so.
We've got 8 episodes left then. Is that how it works?
Yeah, and then we're going
to... Mass euthanasia.
Seems a bit weird, yeah.
We've got to get to episode 100, but that's still not for another 20 weeks.
I always find it ironic that they use the term euthanasia for old people.
Euthanasia.
Yeah.
Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah, totally different spelling, and there is an actual reason behind it, but that's kind of...
Do you know the actual reason behind it?
No.
Oh.
I think it's being slowly killed off by the EU.
That could be it.
Right, okay. Yeah. A little bit dark. Political.
Yeah. But...
Mm.
There is a podcast in Chelmsford Town. It's shit.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A podcast that makes you feel like you have a tampon stuck up your ass.
What the? No, cut!
What would Jesus do if he wasn't fictional? You know, you get that bumper sticker quite often in the States, and it's just the general thing that religious people ask themselves.
Do they
themselves.
Still call it a bumper sticker over there, or do they call it a fender sticker?
It's a fender sticker.
Well, that's an interesting point. Sticker. They do call it a bumper sticker.
That's an interesting point, Ash. Well done.
But the bumper sticker in question here says, what would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do?
Now, I don't really know. Probably, like, put together a couple of lovely tables and nail himself to a cross or whatever it was he does. Turning water into wine's a winner. But, yep. But I'm not a big religious person. But I think the philosophy in itself is sound. So I like to think, what would Brian Blessed do? But I can see, Adam, you would go with the, what would Batman do if he could be bothered? Like, yeah. If I was Batman and I could be arsed, which are two big, massive factors. But I was kind of thinking, who are the role models you would actually put in the what would Jesus do scenario? Do you see what I mean?
What would Danny Minogue do?
What would Danny Minogue do? Not you.
No, you won't fuck him up.
No, that's what bit would I do with Danny Minogue? It isn't the specific question.
What would Batman do?
Thing is, that's a. But what would Batman do is a fucking brilliant question. Because it's like someone's beating up an old lady. What would Batman do? Someone's taking the piss out of me. Someone's being shouty. What would Batman do? He'd actually walk away.
What would Bane do?
What would Bane do?
Stamp on his head.
Yeah. WWBD, what would do?
What would Wolverine do?
WWD?
Yeah. But, you know.
Sounds like wrestling.
What would Captain Jean-Luc Picard do?
WWCJPD.
JL.
Oh, you said Luke.
What would Captain JL. What? WWJOPD. Yeah, the thing is, right, you're on the Shandy, I'm not.
Yeah, but I can't speak anyway.
That's true. You got anything, Ash?
No. No. What would Ash do?
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
Not give a shit.
I don't know, my ankle hurts.
It's fine now.
What would Hong Kong Fooey do?
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's the podcast nobody likes.
Cut.
I am a big fan of the Will Smith film, I, Robot. When I say big fan, I mean it's okay. And when I say it's okay, I fucking hate it. It's utterly shite.
So you're a big fan of hating it?
So you're a fan of something you've actually seen?
Well, I'll put it this way. I'm big. Not in a penile kind of way, as in just like blubber. But the point I'm trying to get to, if you can't tell, is sponsorship in movies.
Have
you ever seen I, Robot by Will Smith? This is one of my worst films in the world ever for product placement.
Yeah.
Right? This is I wear my Converse All-Stars whilst listening to my JVC stereo in my Audi! Fuck yeah! Now...
He's getting so excited!
I think Will Smith needs to be a little less subtle about the product placement.
Okay.
I say, you can actually just, because you watch TV and they say, this morning's telly was brought to you by...
Durex.
This, yeah.
Durex.
Yeah.
Getting you up in the morning.
YouTube. Sorry. You know, like, PornTube. Brought to you by Durex. Have a wank, but have it safe.
That's a posh wank.
But I was actually thinking, movie sponsorship, yeah, they have all the product placement. I was wondering if you could be a little less subtle and just go straight forward, straight for the kind of movie sponsored by. You know, Basic Instinct, sponsored by Rohypnol.
Icefix, Beavers.
Yeah.
Wax strips.
Yeah, totally. It's Silence of the Lambs, sponsored to you by whatever the lotion was. You
can put the lotion in the basket.
That's it.
Findus.
No, I really quite like the idea that you could actually remove a lot of the bullshit from all the product placement in films just by going straight out and saying, this film is sponsored by, and carrying on.
Yeah, but when they do that, though, the sponsored by no one ever pays any attention to. If it's actually in the film, as long as they're not
subliminal
pushing it at you, it's constant.
But there are certain films, you could be honest with. The Social Network, sponsored by Facebook.
Well, that's obvious, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's entirely obvious. And it really is.
The Social Network, sponsored by Twitter.
Black Beauty, sponsored by Findus.
Ooh. Could you imagine?
I'm just wondering, there could be a lot of fun there, you know? Sorry, a lot of Americans won't get it. We've got the horse meat scandal in England. Findus beef lasagna was found to be 100% horse meat.
Horse meat.
I just love that fact. Thing is, if they sold it as Findus horse meat lasagna, I'd have had a fucking go on it. Honestly. I'd have bought Findus horse lasagna, but I've never buying their beef lasagna.
Well, that's why they've been selling horseradish. They've been trying to tell you.
He's a horse that's been solely fed on radish.
Well, that film's out could be sponsored by
us. Edward Scissorhands, sponsored by Gillette. Wilkinson Sword. But you see
Beetlejuice, sponsored by the Beatles.
I was thinking more reduce manufacturer.
I was going to
Tropicana.
Titanic.
I wonder if they
sponsored
did.
Sponsored by Polar Mints.
you're starting to see where I'm coming from here. You could actually get some really good, straightforward sponsorship deals as Goodfellas, sponsored by Goodfellas Pizza. Sorry, just for the people listening that don't know. I don't know if Goodfellas as a brand exists in the States or not.
I don't know.
In the States, they
might. I thought
it was
an American one. Like
No, the thing is, it might be one of those brands in England that pretends to be American and quite frankly isn't. Like, I expect. Do you know Frankie and Benny's is actually American, or is it one of those bullshit chains that pretends to be?
It's an American chain.
We are an authentic Italian American pizza chain.
And all their playing.
And that's exactly how Americans
Frank
talk.
Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, music.
Start also. Spreading the news.
There's horse meat in this food today.
There's horse meat in food. Da, 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 da. I'm gonna eat the horsey meat.
Nay, 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 nay.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A show that makes sawing off your right arm seem more appealing.
No. Cut.
Are you seeing these adverts for the uniform dating website?
Yes.
So dating soldiers.
Well, apparently.
I just coughed phlegmatically into the microphone. I reckon that came out well.
Phlegmatically. Apologisable.
Sorry.
Carry on.
I just love this idea of basically fetishdating.com.
Pretty much.
But also, you wonder what uniforms they open it up to. I've been working in McDonald's now for 3 years. I've not had the promotion yet, but I've got the uniform.
I've got 3 stars.
Yeah, I've got three stars.
Three and a half stars. With one
if you'll fuck me, I'll give you. If you'll fuck me, I'll give you a burger.
I'll give you a free hamburger and a hand job.
Yeah.
And you
can
chips.
You can hold my chicken McNuggets. Also. Or you can get people from a rival chain say, hey baby, I've got a Whopper.
Ooh, I've changed. He's having to name like McDonald's or something. I'm not naming anyone else. Today's Oddcast.
I thought I'd let people do the mental leap. I thought it was funnier. But it's just this whole uniform dating thing. I just really love the idea. It's like open to people who don't wear a uniform, the fancy people in uniform, or who wear a uniform and would like to have sex with people who do or don't wear uniforms. This is our kind of dating. This is the most important thing about a person's personality, is what outfit they wear to work.
It is. But yeah. I also say...
What do you wear to work, Adam?
Polo shirt and a pair of combat trousers. It's not really a uniform, is it?
But does everyone wear a polo shirt and a pair of combat trousers?
Not everyone.
Are the combat trousers useful so you can, like, keep stuff in your side pockets?
It's so I can fight in combat.
I'm not knocking combat trousers. Although...
It's just...
Technically, I think the term is cargos, isn't it?
Khakis.
No, that's the colour.
Oh. cargo trousers. Yeah. They're actually cool cargo. Yeah, they are cool cargo.
Yeah, the cargos. But combats are only the actual military pattern style But sorry, I'm kind of moving away from
uniform.
The vague point that I had in the first place.
Pretend you have a point.
I wear a sort of uniform.
Point is a strong word.
I have a point that you don't.
I mean, I wear trousers and a shirt, or pants and a shirt, as the Americans might like to think of it. Trousers.
Trousers and shirt.
Me too. And so does everyone in my office. Occasionally people wear, a few people
do
wear
Do you have dress down days?
Yes, every Friday.
Not anymore.
Casual Friday.
Not
anymore.
Cancelled.
Why? Did someone come and dress
it to save money? Or was it the massive effect on morale? Or was it the fact that it was entirely pointless?
It was the massive effect on morale of the fact that everyone used to like it, so they decided to stop it.
It was having too much of a positive effect.
You can't be happy in your jeans and your t-shirt that says, fuck you, work.
With this uniform dating, I can kind of understand. You know, you got like, women always go, oh, I've always had a thing about firemen. So I must date a fireman because I want to see how shiny his helmet really is. And do you reckon they do a gay version? It's like, oh, I've always wanted to meet a fireman so I can slide down his pole. Do you reckon people are actually so shallow? And yes, they're all northern. Do you reckon people are so shallow that they will actually go, well, my dream person wears a policeman's outfit for a living because he carries his own handcuffs and truncheon, and that's what I'm into. It doesn't matter about his personality. I just want him to wear the policeman's outfit.
Could be a horrible rapist, but as long as he's wearing a uniform, then they don't seem to care.
I don't know what you're suggesting about our boys in blue.
Nothing. I'm just saying,
I've got a pirate outfit in my wardrobe.
A what outfit?
Pirate outfit.
A pirate outfit?
Yeah, basically he puts on camos, blacks up and holds an AK-47.
Somalian pirate.
Yep.
It's great.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes you want to reevaluate what you do in your spare time. Huh.
Cut.
It's a coon, 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 it's the Maine Coon Cat. Ever heard of a Maine Coon?
Oh, stop it, Ash. Stop it.
It's a kind of cat.
Okay.
Right. It's the largest breed of domesticated cat.
How do you spell it?
M-A-I-N-E, as in Maine, as in the place in America.
Yeah.
Coon. As in the racist term for black people, I believe, actually. To be fair.
But that's the name of it,
isn't it? Is it sister of
you
a macaroon?
I was just spelling like macaroon.
Oh, C-O-O-N, if it helps.
Okay.
The world's largest domesticated moggy died recently, and it was a Maine Coon.
Oh.
And this was a... Have you heard of long cat as kind of an internet...
I've heard of long pig.
No, long cat. It's basically a cat that is very long.
Fuck
yeah! I get it. Like a sausage dog.
Yeah, it's almost it's a Ronsil cat. That's what it says on the tin.
A long cat. Okay.
But I just got these Maine Coon cats. My mother-in-law is an absolute cat fiend. She absolutely adores cats. And no pussy jokes here, thank you, Adam. I saw your.
I'm not saying nothing.
No need for that. But she's actually gotten this cat that's half Maine Coon. And I said to her, do you realise they grow to the size of a fucking lion? And stop laughing at Coon as well.
Maine Coonian.
Yes, they're from Manchester.
That's a great one. I like that. I think I have to use that. Well, they get as big as a lion.
No, sorry, that was me bullshitting her. But it wasn't me bullshitting her, it was me bullshitting the father-in-law, who doesn't really know much about these cats and doesn't particularly like cats, but was sitting there in the room while
all
I told
these
her,
Mancunians.
Do you realise how big those things grow? It's like, you're going to need a horse flap in the back door.
But it was shit.
But the world's largest cat died fairly recently, a few weeks back. It was like bigger than most alligators grow in length. I'm lying. I'm totally lying.
About 30 feet.
It was about this long.
That works.
Which really helps on the podcast. I think it was about a metre long. I don't really know or care, to be honest. I just thought it was a funny subject of conversation. I say funny, I mean kind of faintly entertaining. I'm not going to say faintly entertaining, I mean dull. But basically, it's cats. But I just, do you remember there was a thing in the British news, I think last summer, about a lion being spotted near Colchester?
Yes.
And the theory is it was actually a male Maine Coon. It was actually a cat. They thought, you know, people think it's a small lion.
I thought it was a teddy bear from Colchester Zoo.
It was a cat, wasn't it?
It was a cat. It was a Maine Coon. It was a big fucking cat, seriously.
It wasn't a lion, though. They thought it was a tiger. Because it was more like a tiger.
No, no. You look at the Maine Coons, you see it. No, I'm certain it was a lion. If you Google Essex lion, fuck knows what you'll find, to be honest.
Probably cricket.
But, I can't remember where I was going with this, but I just thought...
It's always got tall remember. He said Maine Coon too many times.
Well, to be honest, it's better saying Maine Coon than just sitting here talking about coons.
Oh, no! Stop it, Ash.
Stop it. Fuck off.
Like usual.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast that taught my nan about strangle wanking.
No, cut.
I've found out, though, that in Paris, women are now allowed to wear trousers.
Why is that funny, Ash?
Because I think it's weird. They've only just got the vote.
Bloody French. Reading about this. No, look, it's literally like for over 200 years, it has been illegal for women in Paris to wear trousers. And I will admit,
they got nice legs.
A lot of the dirty, dirty whores have been flaunting the law.
How dare they? Wearing skin-tight trousers.
Yeah, jeans. You know,
they were allowed to walk around not wearing trousers.
What?
And that's generally fine, unless they're ugly.
They can wear shorts.
Yeah, shorts. Just not wearing trousers.
What's wrong with that?
Niggers.
Well, like I say, it depends on the woman, to be honest. Can you imagine, you know, the English comedian, Joe Brand?
Yeah.
Would you like it if she walked around not wearing trousers?
Yes.
She has to wear potato sack.
Yeah. Actually, I've always had this theory. In England, we've got this very much, you know, particularly when summer comes in, the hot pants come out and the little skimpy tops come out, and it's wonderful, except there needs to be some sort of law or some test. And yes, there can be an equal test for blokes. I always wear voluminous clothing. I don't show off my body. But if women want to wear skimpy clothing, please, for the love of God, don't be ugly.
And don't weigh half a ton.
I actually think there should be some sort of test or qualification for wearing skimpy clothing. Because
it's called scales. You have to be under a certain weight.
Quite frankly, and Bob Fox are allowed. I mean, they can wear a bag over their face. Bob Fox, you familiar with this one?
No.
Body off, Baywatch, face off, crime watch?
Oh, that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, they can wear skimpy clothing, that's fine, just don't look at me. But it's when you get really fat women, they go, oh, the sun's out, I must wear my hot pants. And the kind of noises they pull them on go, zoop, as they pull the hot pants on. And then they've got to tighten the belt. And you don't want to think about it. And I actually think there should be some form of qualification. I'm not trying to objectize women or anything I really don't want to. Women, they can wear what they want. But if they want to show off that much flesh...
They should wear what fits.
Cannot have a muffin
and
top.
Fat blokes in skinny jeans. Skinny jeans are bad enough, honestly. No. I hate them.
Can't do it.
But, yeah, I mean, at least male fashion
can't
get really fairly
heavy. I can. I've only got a fat stomach, but I've got skinny legs.
My trouble is...
I can wear them, but I'm like a mushroom.
No, my trouble is...
I look like Dr. Robotnik from... Sonic the Hedgehog. Tiny little things.
My trouble is, I've bought loose cut jeans from places like Top Man, and when I put them on, they're skinny jeans. This is my fucking issue. I've got proper calves, and I've bought like jeans that are meant to be loose, and they look like they're fucking spray painted on me.
It's all about like Russell Brand wears like, really tight trousers.
Oh, he's a cunt, man.
Yeah, because he's skinny, but he wears really tight trousers.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like rock stars, try and
But what thing is, what sold as loose trousers to him? I put them on and I can't even get them over my calves.
No.
Because my calves are used to carrying around 17 and a half stone of twat. And trust me, my calves are big.
Oh, twat.
Big.
That's one hell of a twat.
Yeah, fucking the size of that twat. We're talking about the Mancoons again.
That's just a big pussy.
That's a big No, but women should wear what fits their frame.
Yes.
Too many women.
And I've met women who should be wearing a circus marquee.
There's too many women out there that...
The big top!
They dress like they're celebrities, but the celebrities are really skinny, and they dress like them. You're like, no. Dress what fits you. Don't dress what you want to wear.
I love your use of grammar there. Can you say that again for me, please?
Dress what fits you.
Oh, I like that. That's kind of beautiful. I mean, Shakespeare could have written similar.
He did. I think he did. I think it was in The Tempest or something.
The 10 pints and then I'm pissed.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast hosted by Adam Barker.
Is that it?
The biggest prick in Essex.
Cut, cut, cut.
So, current affairs. Yeah, I forgot about this one. I meant to mention it a few weeks back, i.e. About 3 hours ago. We can cut it out if you want. The Pope has stood down.
He did stand down.
Adam, are you going to give it a go?
He quit.
What, do you reckon I'll make a good Pope? I shit in the woods. That's how I suppose it works, isn't it?
Things, what qualifications do you need?
That's mixing some of the ages. You do look like a bear, but...
Must admit, my brother-in-law... My brother-in-law, Paul, was out on a family holiday in Poland.
Does he listen?
No.
Why not?
Because why would he?
Well, fuck him then.
Yeah, well, this is why I'm telling the embarrassing story about him.
Let's do it.
Basically, there was a family trip out to Poland. I wasn't on this one, but it was minus 15 degrees, and our cousin Veronica... took them up through the woods.
Harmonica?
Veronica.
Veronica. Polish?
Well, yes, what were they being in Poland?
I didn't hear that part.
You missed that bit. The fact that he said the family trip to Poland three
times.
They're
in Poland, it's minus 15 degrees, they're walking up to this house right at the top of the hill that you can't drive up to because of all the snow on the ground.
Ooh.
And Paul had been eating well of the Polish food and the dumplings and bits and pieces, and all of a sudden his bowels decided that they needed to have some work done. And he turned to Veronica and he said, are there any toilets near here? And she said, you're joking, right? He went, no, no. He said, she said, you go against the tree. Not that kind of toilet. You're joking, right? No. And basically, I no longer ask if the Pope has to shit in the woods.
Things are perfectly doing it with loads of snow. Because you in one bit.
Because you can use that to wipe your ass.
You do, just sit down in it.
Not the same spot, though.
I don't believe, Adam, that you're talking from experience here. You've been camping once in your life, right?
No, I'm not. I'm just throwing an idea there.
Yeah, dude. When you think it's a good idea to wipe your ass with snow, I ain't going camping with you.
Why?
Well, I must admit, it does bring the whole new one, which is never, like, eat brown snow.
Yeah.
Which has got to be even worse than yellow snow.
That's true.
At least it yellow snow's going to have a bit of salt in it. And
asparagus.
But the Pope, right.
What about it?
I was just thinking, right, why don't they try something different?
Okay.
Because they've always got, well, the last one, obviously, ex-Nazi.
Well, let me just say, though, this could be a case of, by the time this episode goes out, they might have already elected a new one.
This is true. Maybe it's too late, but let's try.
He could be black.
Well, this is what I was thinking. Why don't they actually go? And the Catholic Church is trying to embrace.
There are the top of the
bishops of Vatican. Some people are bishops.
No, they have to be.
Yeah, on a chessboard. You got at least two black bishops on every chessboard.
Or a woman. You have a woman pope.
They don't even have women priests.
No, in the Catholic Church. But I was actually saying that I was thinking maybe the Catholic Church should entirely reinvent themselves. I would love to see the next pope as a black lesbian female. In a wheelchair, he's a big follower of Buddha.
And
that might really open themselves up as an equal opportunities employer.
That's amazing.
Wouldn't that be cool?
How would they put down a chessboard?
I don't know.
And what way would she move?
It's going to be diagonally, but then, like, can go straight.
A kink at the end.
To be honest, if anything, she's going to replicate the movement of the knight. You know, forward a bit, right a bit. You know, it's all a bit confusing. Jumps over shit.
But the first time it goes, the first time it goes right, the second time it goes left, because she doesn't have full control.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, you got options.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Danny Minogue should be Pope.
Danny Minogue for Pope. What qualities does Danny Minogue have that would make her popish?
I wouldn't feel so guilty the next time I wank over the Pope.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes you want to charge Adam Barker for the time you spent listening to it.
What the? No, cut!
Now, way back a few weeks ago...
You're talking a lot this episode, aren't you, Will?
I am.
You bastard.
Well, there's a reason for this, but that's because I did a lot more preparation for this one.
We're lazy.
You had nothing to prepare. A few weeks ago on Valentine's Day, me and the wife had a romantic evening in. Basically, we were sitting on our individual sofas. We had the fire lit. That was nice. But we were watching a documentary on telly.
You had the fire lit?
Yeah. We've got a little log burning fire.
Yeah, it's fire.
Top drawer.
We are firing this night. Today. This goes in mediocre.
No, we were sitting on the sofa, but we had to file it because it was a bit rough on the edges.
Okay, yeah, the fire was burning.
The fire was burning, it was alight, but we were watching this documentary on telly, as you do on a romantic night. Well, I say we were. She was actually sitting there, sort of playing with the laptop, and I was watching a documentary about Queen.
Sorry, the way you sit there and say playing with the laptop, is like she doesn't know how to use it. It's like a monkey.
Banging it on the side. Biting the edges.
Dribbling over it. She's just playing with the laptop.
The point I was getting at is it was on Valentine's Day.
Yep.
The wife is sitting there, not interested in the documentary I'm watching, and I'm watching a documentary about a rock band fronted by a massively gay singer. And I was absolutely fascinated by it.
Freddie Mercury was gay.
Yes. Yes, twice. He was.
Twice.
Although, as a friend of ours, this is quite a few years ago
large.
Now. Literally, yeah, large. I wasn't going to mention him because he doesn't deserve a mention. It's not as if he fucking listens.
He's big, isn't he?
He is now. He's starting to live up to his name. Not big as in a penis way, though.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking. Why did I talk about that?
Well, I don't know.
He always starts thinking about penis.
He does, doesn't he? He's always talking about penis.
I do, and that's why I was watching a documentary about Queen. I tell you, it was a fucking brilliant documentary.
Yeah?
Yeah. Really enjoyed it. It's just, I was sitting there watching it on Valentine's Day while the missus sat there paying no interest in it on a different sofa, and I suddenly thought, where's my life going right now? Listen to these podcast people.
This life, the last thing you think you'd find are two guys who care about your survival. Two gentle.
This is Jake from the Zombie Life Podcast.
And kind.
This is Eddie Rotten.
Men who hold a dark secret.
You cannot kill that which never dies.
About our future.
Is this my brain just playing tricks on me, or did I actually just see some kind of weird, creepy thing roll across the street? What the crap was that?
And willing to share.
It's all subliminal impulses.
The secrets of their lives as zombie hunters.
No, I don't. I'm not a bad person on drugs.
And give you conversations of controversy.
Man, I think I may have said too much because I'm not feeling comfortable with talking about what I'm talking about right now.
And hope of a brighter future.
And you know, you're looking up things, and I ran across it on my phone, and I said, "Get the hell out of here!" I started reading it, and it got me through really shitty days of work.
To share a message of warning with laughter.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very, very well. I'm so happy that you called.
And honest with their guest.
Yeah, you've really got to be on some serious shit.
Two men clearly in love.
If you came down here, you would have women falling off of you, and half the guys would fall off of you too.
Indulging in gossip.
I heard she likes stuff like chaining zombies up into in a shed and stuff like that, whipping them, and you know, apparently she's all into S&M and stuff, so.
And always down to kiss a little ass.
What's inside your brain? I don't know what you eat for breakfast or for dinner, but you have a really solid golden story, and I cannot wait for book number 2 to come out.
And the truth behind zombie hunting.
Being fat, you can't run.
I was gonna say no sex life, but
you can't run. Yeah, there's no sex life. That's most important. But you can't run. You can't run from zombies. You can't run from the neighbors trying to steal your gear from you. You can't run from anybody. Definitely can't run from the cops. But zombies.
You can't really run from anything to me. Yeah, zombies.
You'd be like,
two diehard zombie nerds.
Wow.
I've got Night of the Living Dead, the original black and white copy. The very, very first one. Yeah, I have that on DVD. And then I've got the
I've got the remake they did with the coloured dude from Candyman, and that one, that's my full time favourite one.
Okay.
But then I've got the original black and white one redone in colour, so it's the same characters but in colour.
You got some good movies
that's
there.
Cool. And then I've got his remake of Dawn of the Dead. I've got the original Dawn of the Dead.
At the end of the day, if you haven't heard Jig and Eddie Rotten's Zombie Life podcast, well.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Shit out of luck.
Listen every week to the Zombie Life podcast on Stitcher, Spreaker Radio, iTunes,
and SoundCloud.
Join our Twitter at ZMBL Podcast and friend us on Facebook, Zombie Life Podcast. Read the blog that started it all at eddierotten.com. All hail the Pod Gods Network.
Kill them all.
Just quick question. Have you actually, I know we've got Zombie Life and all this kind of stuff in the podcast.
Zombie Life.
Everyone likes
zombies. Zombie Life. Zombie Life. Zombie Life. Zombie Life.
Brains!
They can have that as a jingle.
Yeah, Jig and Eddie Rod, you can take that.
Yeah, the Walking Dead.
Oh, yes.
I saw the first series. Disappointing ending.
Oh. Not ended. It's not the end of that series.
Yeah, the end of the... No, disappointing end of the series. It was kind of like, lab's blown up.
He ain't seen it yet. I was just about to say, I've watched the first half of the first episode this morning before I got picked up.
The lab blows up,
and
by the way.
And now I haven't watched anything, so now it's probably...
Well, no, basically...
If you'll forget.
Well, yeah, they haven't even got to the lab yet.
I found the series finale a bit disappointing, but then I found out there was another series coming after, and it probably just picks up from that point.
First series.
So that's not so bad.
Yeah.
Because it was based on graphic novels or something. Yeah. Yeah. Comics, as we like to actually
graphic
call
novels.
Them. And it was it set in line with that, so...
Yeah, I've got series 1 and 2, and I've just watched half of
the first series episode. Is only 6 episodes.
Is that on Netflix?
No.
Okay, let's not ask any more questions.
No, you got them.
Oh, it's on Love
iTunes.
Film.
It's on other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the downloady thing, website that you use that's entirely legitimate.
Yes, because it's a subscription.
Sorted.
Well done. No, first series is only 6 episodes, and it's really good. The second series is, they do about 6 episodes, had a break, and then come back for another 6 episodes. But the second series was, the first 6 were so dull.
Oh, really?
You need to kind of just get through them. Just go through them.
It was
but
another
it,
one.
It then picks up.
It
and
was
then I'm on to the third series now, which is non-stop fucking action. It's fucking awesome.
It once again
yeah, they haven't finished the third series?
Third series is on right now.
It once again was another of those movie series that get churned out by the Americans that make sure they represent every single one of the subtypes. So you've got the militant black guy, you've got the rednecks in here, you've got the general straightforward honest to god cop, you've got all of these
the cop on the brink.
They're really
man on the brink.
What is it? Every single fucking episode of the sort of series of this sort absolutely has to make sure it covers all of the base.
I think it's
when there's a large number of the cast, it's like Lost. It has to make sure it covers every single base because that appeals to as many people as possible.
It's a narrative structure.
That annoys
me. It's a narrative structure. You just follow a narrative structure to keep it going, and it's not about representing. I think it's an easy way of getting through the narrative.
No, it's about making the audience as inclusive as possible.
It's
this
one inclusive,
me.
But two, they then can't be classified as being racist or anything because they haven't got,
people.
They don't have a black.
It's
president.
Like Red Dwarf when they suddenly realised that.
Always back to Red Dwarf.
Well, they suddenly Holly became female, and it's because there weren't enough females in it.
Yeah, but
so
it,
they
the
just
other bloke
decided
come back.
To swap the gender. Yeah, but they only swapped the other bloke back. When they brought Christine Kaczynski back as a main character. That was the point at which they brought back Norman Lovett. Anyway, back to zombies.
Zombies are good.
But no, Walking Dead, like I said, second series, first couple of episodes, bored me. I remember sitting and thinking, if this is going to how it's going to be, then I'm going to lose interest and not bother watching. And then suddenly something happens, comes into the next like batch of episodes, and it gets really good.
So switching back, never thought of this before.
Uh-oh.
In Red Dwarf,
yeah,
representation... The fact they went for a black cat, isn't that bad luck?
Maybe.
Only if he crosses your path.
He dances across your path.
Right. Anyway, sorry, back to zombies.
I like the way we all sat there and thought about that.
I don't know what you guys just said. That was all that was in my head.
But no, the third series is the most impressive series so far.
What, Walking Dead or Red Dwarf? Because the third series of Red Dwarf was good, but yeah. Not series four.
No, the Walking Dead third series, the one that's on TV at the moment, is the best one because it's so much action packed, new characters. The thing with Walking Dead, what I like, is the fact that, and it's not really a spoiler because it's going to happen and you're going to know it's going to happen, they're not afraid to just kill people.
No, exactly. I've seen that in the first half hour of the one that I've watched.
They're not afraid to get rid of people.
Walk up to someone and just shoot them in the
head. People can die because it's in a world where death's inevitable.
Yeah, it's totally one hit kills. Yeah. Frankly, if you get hit by a mortal blow, generally you don't survive.
Exactly, and this goes with main characters and that, so you've got to keep watching it and like no one's safe.
Man, it's quite refreshing. When's the next series out of Game of Thrones?
That should be out now. I know.
No, it's not.
It said April. I think April.
So, not now, what?
No.
Oh, well, shortly.
Month.
Just under.
We're month.
Let's do the maths.
No, I think, I think they said April, like, the first or something. That's maybe in this country.
America, that's series maybe, three, yeah?
That's the third series.
Okay.
Which looks good.
How are you doing with the books, Ash?
I'm about a third of the way through book five.
Okay, so you're well ahead of the game.
Pretty much.
That's the thing, you can...
Have you got them all?
The books?
Yeah. Have you given them a shot?
I've lent her several of them. I can't remember where she is, but she's welcome to borrow the rest. I've lent out, I think my brother's got Dance with Dragons, which is book five.
See, I don't
he said he's not going to watch that until the TV series catches up to where he is in the books.
No, it's fair enough. I was taking a similar. Approach, but
you
then
watched the second series?
I started watching the first episode of the second series just a couple of nights ago. But I was going to watch it with the wife, but we're so tired with the baby and stuff, so we put it on halfway through. She goes, I can't do this.
I need to.
But there were some tits on, so I didn't hear her, and she had to say it again.
Stop wanking.
This is
half asleep.
Well, basically, I paused it, and when she left the room, I actually did a job interview. We had a bloke in to be a software developer. And he had on...
Tits has reminded you of a job interview?
Yes.
Excellent.
Because the bloke comes in, and we were talking, it's right at the end of the interview, we've gone through all the technical bit and, you know, what's this kind of join and what are the different kind of indexes you can have in Oracle version 11G and all the exciting stuff.
Ooh.
And we started looking at his hobbies, and he had down, like, astronomy, science fiction, astronomy? Astrology. Hang on, which one's looking at the stars and which one's making up bullshit?
Astrology is
making up bullshit.
Right, he was into astronomy. Right.
He's looking at the stars.
It's astronomy he was into, and then he said science fiction and reading and cooking and bits and pieces. And I said about science fiction. I said, you into science fiction fantasy? He goes, yeah. I said, have you read any like Raymond Feist, Stephen Erickson, George Martin? He goes, oh, George Martin, I've read his books. I said, oh, he's in the TV series. What do you make of it? He said, well, me and the wife watched the first series, but she won't let me watch the second series. I was like, and the thing is, you're in a job interview scenario, so you can't say, is it because of all of the tits? But basically, I said, was that generally because of the bits where they filled in the story between? It's like, yeah, that's exactly it. Because I said this before, though, basically... Any nude scene in that book is not... in the programme, is not in the book. And they basically go, right, there's a bit in the book that explains a load of things, and we need to have two characters having a fairly boring conversation to explain the bits that were just in text in the book. How do we make this interesting? Lesbians in the background!
You say it's like a bad thing.
To be honest, I've always been happy with lesbians in the background.
They should always be in the background.
Except... when we were out on your wife's birthday last Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, I didn't have a problem with the lesbians in the background, although they were feckin' ugly. But do you know what? It turns out I'm a bear.
Are you now?
Yes. I'm a bear.
You're a bear?
Oh, I'm a bear. Yes. So I was at the gay bar that Adam's missus is insisted we all went to for her birthday last Saturday.
Gay bar.
And I know you had your ass slapped, but... I was basically...
That was the week before.
All the girls had gone dancing. I've been up to the bar, and I got myself a pint of really awful beer, because they don't serve bitter in gay bars. I don't know why you can't have big gay ale. It's really upsetting.
You're missing the point. You're missing the trick today, though.
And there's not enough real ale drinkers in the gay world, it seems. And I must admit, a couple of the women that came with us, they would have been well up for real ale, wouldn't they, Ed?
Yeah.
But they don't seem to serve decent bitter in a gay bar. I don't get it.
we'll anyway, about the point the is,
so I ended up drinking fucking Foster's, which is shit. It was really cheap. It was £4.50 for the wife's vodka and coke and my pint of Foster's, which was not too bad, but I'd have rather paid like £5 for a decent beer. But, anyway, so I went to the fruit machine. I started playing through, and I've realised, look, in hindsight, standing at the fruit machine in a gay bar as a single as a heterosexual male, not single, the wife would kill me. Yeah. I just need to point this out.
Yeah.
As a heterosexual male standing on your own at the fruit machine in a gay bar, he's asking for trouble. But I assumed I was too ugly. But it turned out that some ugly gay blokes are interested in ugly heterosexuals. So that basically, the guy walks up to me and goes, "Oh, how are you doing?"
And he's Norman. Norman again.
No, he did talk like that. He said, "Oh, how are you doing?" I said, "Oh, not too bad. I've got 3 cherries up. I'm on the board now."
He said,
"Oh, I don't know how you know how to play with these things. So I've been doing it for years." I was literally just making conversation and not listening, sort of concentrating on trying to sort of hit the jackpot.
Get some money.
But I suddenly realised, oh shit, I need to collect my winnings at this point and walk away because I'm being hit on. And fortunately, the wife did exactly what the wife needs to do in that scenario. He comes over and says, and she came up and she gave me a great big hug. She said, "How you doing, love?" And she gave me a kiss. And this doesn't happen. We've been married for years. And it was very much for this bloke. And I started chatting with this bloke, but I said, "I thought I was too ugly to be gay." I actually said this to him. He goes, "Oh no, you're a bear." And a bear, apparently, is a big, burly, hairy gay bloke, you know, one of the biker gays. And it turns out I'm one of them.
Biker gays.
Winner! Biker gays from Mars. No, actually, biker gays from Uranus.
And now we'll have a conversation about brewing. It's the way that we make the delicious beer.
Just went for a whiz, and in Will's toilet, he's got a whole load of sort of coasters for
beer mats
and stuff.
Yeah, you got quite a lot. We should take a picture of them.
Basically, the reason I've got a load of beer mats in the downstairs toilet, I say downstairs toilet, I only have one toilet in the house, but in the downstairs toilet is because it saved me having to replace the wallpaper. I thought I'd cover them up with beer mats.
It's good, though. It's good to read when you're having a piss.
Well, I've also got a fully laden bookshelf in there as well, so...
We did discuss this, your piss bookshelf.
Yeah. No, this is more about shitting. Totally. You don't pick up a book when you're having a wee.
Your shit bookshelf, doesn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. And no, it is a shit bookshelf.
Having a piss and looking at all them beer mats, what I call. I like some of them really, like, creative. And, like, some of them are advertising certain, like... One of them advertising a Morgan Wise film.
Yep. Yes. I love the one that's also advertising... It's something like, if you buy 7 pints of this shandy and send off 3 groats, you can have a free seatbelt you can fit in your car. Seriously, I shit you not.
Just to drive home with, so you don't fall out.
What was the one you were looking at, Ash?
What I was looking at was actually one that actually had a little bit of history on brewing.
Yeah.
And he was actually saying that brewing was done in England and what's done in... sort of the modern breweries is something that's dated back to the 15th century.
Yeah, a lot of that was around... oh, shit, what's the place that had all the breweries in?
A monastery.
No, there was the town. That Burton-upon-Trent was the brewing capital of the world at one point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I went to the brewery museum there. It was where the Bass Brewery was. And they had a car in the shape of a beer bottle. How cool is that?
Nice.
Yeah. And I've got to meet the dray horses.
Cars and beer do not mix.
I don't know what you mean.
I'm just saying.
I drive better after 19, 20 pints.
I've never tried mixing a beer with a car.
Basically, don't ever pour it in the fuel cap. Actually, although in certain places, I think South America, they drive on ethanol, so, you know.
South America, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you're crazy Mexican.
Essential.
Worst accent ever.
Talk more about Brazil.
Oh, when you say South America, I thought we were talking about the continent as opposed to South America. Or Central South
America.
Well,
no, I think Mexico is Central America.
Mexico.
No,
it's
is
in
Central
the continent
America.
Of South America.
But it's
there's two continents, North America, South America.
Yes. I know.
Mexico is the north of South America.
Yeah,
yes.
Central.
Chile. I've always liked Chile.
It's a bit cold, don't it?
Only in winter.
Not the sauce I make.
Yeah, you do some fucking...
Right, anyway, sorry.
And they make some very good wine.
Why?
So this brewing thing.
So this brewing thing. But what it's got is, it, before the 15th century, they used to use a whole load of herbs. Ooh. And I bumped into a mate on the train who's...
Was it Blimey?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Said a mate.
But he's...
supposed to be a stalker.
Yeah. What do you call it? When someone gets an idea in their head, they just go for it and they just learn everything about it. They want
stalker.
To do that and they just carry on going.
Blimey.
That's not
no.
But anyway, this guy's a bit like that.
That's what bipolar people do.
This is our mate John, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's decided he's going to start brewing.
And he was attempting his first brew. Well, he should have done it by now. But he also was looking at doing the original stuff, which is just herbs and stuff before they started using hops.
He's going to start making mead.
Yeah, so basically it's going to be mead. And it'll be quite interesting to see how that turns.
But honey's fucking expensive.
This is how Breaking Bad started.
we're using alcohol, not meth.
Breaking Bad wouldn't have happened if it had been set in this country.
No.
Picture the scene. Bloke goes, oh, I've got cancer. I can't afford the healthcare. Oh, we've got the NHS. There we go.
No, it wasn't. No, he didn't.
No, he started cooking up the drugs so he could afford the cancer treatment.
No, it's not. It's so he could leave money to his family.
Yeah, because he
and
knew
could
it'd
afford
be
it without
out.
Taking the money off his old
doctor's
business
charges.
Yeah, but yeah, his main objective was to leave money, but he gets
all right. Have I not been technically correct? I just wanted to point out that we have a health service,
but people hate
it. Works.
But people hate Americans yeah. hate it. They're like, oh, you're letting the government control you.
Oh, we pay a fuck lot of tax, don't get me wrong. Well, some of us do.
Government are controlling you.
Yeah, well, when I broke my ankle, I went to a hospital and they just x-rayed it and got the diagnosis wrong. And said I hadn't broken it and sent me home.
Welcome to the NHS.
Yeah, well, I had an x-ray and stuff for free. It's not really a good selling point, is it? I realised that after I started talking. Since then, I went private and actually had an operation with keyhole surgery and all that kind of stuff. But, bugger.
Sorry, you're right. Okay, basically, we support the NHS so everyone has availability, but if you've got the money, you can actually have it done properly.
Yes.
Don't! Right, so back to brewing.
Yeah, it's better than the NHS. The
thing is, I once brewed my own ginger beer, and I loved that ginger beer. I basically put in double the amount of sugar.
I've just got the Cockney rhyme saying, I just brewed my own ginger beer.
Oh, it was a bit ginger.
I loved it.
Oh, it was lovely. No, basically, I had one of those 5-gallon brewing barrels, and I put in a fuckload of ginger, and because it's me, I put in a shitload of mashed chilli as well with it. It was fantastic, because the chilli ginger beer, it started burning from the ginger and then carried on burning from the chilli, and no one could quite work out where one started and the other ended.
Because it never ended.
I also put in twice the amount of sugar I normally would, and then brewed the fuck out of it. So it must have been about somewhere between 6 and 8% alcohol.
Yeah.
The only trouble is, I brewed it so dry that it was only drinkable when you sort of did it as a top. So you'd pour most of a pint and then put a dash of lemonade in it. And then it became really nice. But I had a load of bottles of it under the stairs. And because I'd bottle conditioned it, which when you put a touch of sugar in the bottle and then you pour it in. And about 8 months after I first bottled it, me and the missus are sitting in the living room, and there came this bang! And basically, the bottles had as much as they could take. And they exploded under the stairs. But the first one must have hit the second one with enough shrapnel to set it off, and it was like this chain reaction. And the underside of the stairs, like 4 years later on, still stinks of stale alcohol. That's my story.
You're starting your own fucking bomb.
Anyway, Ash, back to your story. What's with the brewing?
I'd sort of run out.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's three dicks and a microphone.
Cut.
So where?
Oh, you're going to start talking again? Are you going to start?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to start.
I thought I'd start my sentence with So Adam.
Yeah, So Adam.
So.
And.
What? Adam!
Yes, well.
Did you see the news about Dannii Minogue?
No.
About her kind of
sponsoring, she coming out with
this
someone other
vitamin-enriched milk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she went on the A2 milk. So she's been sponsored by this company that wants to tell people how much better their milk is than other people's. And basically, she went on a breakfast television milk.
You went on some breakfast television
breakfast television milk. She went on a breakfast television show and was doing a health slot. And she didn't point out that she'd been sponsored by this company to say how healthy the milk was. And but she still told everyone how healthy the milk was. Did she get told off, Adam? Did she?
Probably.
Did she get slapped?
Did she get fired?
Oh, did she get spanked, Adam? Would you have liked to have seen her being spanked? Would you, Adam?
Again.
Would you like to have spanked?
Again?
Dirty.
Is there Danny Minogue spanking videos?
Back in the late 90s, right? She was massive in the 90s, yeah?
Yeah, I thought she was quite a nice figure.
Home and Away, right?
Well, Home and Away.
She was Home and Away.
Hold me in your arms, don't let me go.
Yeah, Kylie Minogue was Neighbours. She was Home and Away.
Ah.
She married Julian McMahon, who played a guy at Nip Tuck and Doctor Doom in Fantastic Four.
Okay.
She was married to him, then divorced him. And then she went off and made little songs that no one really, really listened to. But
Can you name a good Danny Minogue song?
No, because there isn't any.
Best of Danny Minogue. Blank CD!
Do you know what? Her songs are not the greatest, but they're catchy.
Generic pop shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like.
He bought the CD just for the cover art.
Yeah.
The thing is,
you're better off just buying the calendar.
But then, yeah, she never had a calendar.
Spaz on January.
But in the 90s when she was kind of... Kylie was getting bigger and bigger in the 90s, and then Kylie went off the rails, didn't she?
She went smaller when they lopped one of her breasts off.
Okay. Didn't she have breast cancer?
She did, but I thought she got over it without having a mastectomy.
Yeah.
Really? But she had tiny tits to start with.
Well, she's tiny, she's a pixie.
Yeah. Okay. To be honest, if there's anyone who's ever had a mastectomy, or is close to someone who's had a mastectomy, who's listening to this podcast, I am a cunt.
Okay.
My bad.
Danny Minogue, in the late 90s sort of thing, she kind of went off the rails and started trying to do a little bit. Not saying she did drugs, but she got in with a crowd of, like, she went a bit lesbian, if truth be told.
Oh, that's
she
terrible.
She was filmed in, like, lap dancing clubs on CCTV, like, groping a load of lesbian boobs. I say lesbian, women's boobs. I don't know.
Yeah. So that got you going?
No, not that, because I had to look back on that, because I didn't even know who she was back in the 90s. It wasn't until she came back in.
Back in the early 90s, he'd barely grown any pubes.
Yeah. And in the late 90s, that weren't really that interested in her. Because she shaved her head once.
Yeah. How old were you in the year 2000, Adam?
15.
Fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
The thing is, the fact that you're X amount younger than me, that's fine. It's the fact that in the year 2000, when, like, Jarvis Cocker wanted to meet up with everyone, you were still 15, and that makes Jarvis Cocker a paedophile.
Nice.
That's not nice.
No.
There's nothing nice about that.
No, actually, I'll take that back. But Danny Minogue,
you just wanted Jarvis Cocker.
Won't it be nice when we're all fully grown, as I believe he said?
But wouldn't it be nice? Not going to happen.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were married? No, oh, that's even worse. Nothing to do with the year 2000. Frankly, it was sung in the 60s. But this is the problem!
Who sang that song? Beach Boys, wasn't it?
Beach Boys,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But why'd you pick up a Danny Minogue thing now? Now I'm scared for her job.
I don't really know.
Scared for her job as I'm what? Of being a guest on a morning
show? She's advertising some A2 milk. It's just,
yeah, it's this milk that basically does fuck all.
It's the same as the other
basically
milk.
It's like milk with Barocca dissolved in it.
Hangover milk. Brilliant.
The thing is, oh,
is it designed for feeding babies, or is it designed
for
adults?
It's for people consumption. It's just like they've added extra vitamins, or they've processed it in some kind of way.
Yeah, basically, it's milk with extra iron in it. So
so it's milk with additives.
Yeah, totally.
But Danny Minogue drinks it, so it's fine.
She probably doesn't drink it. She's just paid to say she does.
There's a video on YouTube.
She is paid to say
she's actually got normal milk coming out of one of their little bottles, and she's drinking that.
No, there's a video on YouTube where she's on a trampoline trying to sell it, and that's enough.
A trampoline? Yes. Is that the moment? Is this the device used for mounting a tramp? Hello, I'm Danny Minogue, and I am going to step on the trampoline.
No, that's blind.
The tramp used this week is called Brian.
Blimey.
I'm going to use my trampoline to make sure I can spread the tramp evenly across my bread.
I'm sorry, but that is the worst Danny Minogue impression I've ever heard in my life.
It was fucking Michael Caine.
It was Michael Caine doing Danny Minogue.
Oh, Michael Caine doing Danny Minogue. Is that one of your fantasies?
Do you reckon if we got the words up, we could get Michael Caine to read the words off one of Danny Minogue's songs?
No. Put the needle on it. 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 Take the bait, bite the line. I got the plate, you got the time. I'm licking my lips, did I make you blush? I'll let you in. The sweat you're in, the temperature is rising. So hot, I may want to take my clothes off. Come inside. You're dripping desire. Let the music make you rise up. And my phone has just gone blank while I'm trying to read the lyrics out. Dirty hands right to the bar. Let the music make you rise up. Put the needle on it. I'll tell you where I want it. Come on and spin me on it. All my freaks say put the needle on it. I'll tell you where I want it. Come on and spin me on it. All my freaks say I'm not doing any more of this.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's the podcast nobody likes.
Cut.
Danny Minogue's got dirty fucking minds. Put the needle on it, you dirty cum bastard.
Let's put the needle in it, which is about her.
Put your needle in it.
Put your needle on it. Did I make you blush with a cum of desire?
No, it was come in me, wasn't it? Or something like that.
Come on me with your desire.
Come as you are. Blush. As you were.
Come as you are.
Come as you are. So, I think we've come to the end of the podcast, guys.
Fuck for that.
That last little bit was like, I've had enough of that fucking.
Face turned itself off. That got bored.
Oh, the Danny Minogue bollocks.
How dare you, sir?
Hang on. I started the conversation.
So yeah, thank you for listening again to episode 80 of the Oddcast Podcast UK.
Hopefully this is the first time you've listened to episode 80, unless you really liked it and you've listened to it again.
Yeah, it could be first time listeners, who knows. Some people drift in and out, go, hey, I listen to this podcast.
Or maybe they came in, listened to it, and then listened to it again, and then you could actually say thank you for listening again.
Thank you for listening again.
Exactly.
Thank you again for listening.
And then if I go back and listen to it again, thank you for listening again and again.
Thank you again for listening again. And again.
And again.
Fuck off. You've got problems. If you're actually listening to this podcast like 4 or 5 times, right to the end.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously.
Look, we don't even do
look, I think the point is, really, you should concentrate on the important things in life. Maybe, you know,
heroin.
Is your job satisfying you? Is there a problem with your relationship? Why have you listened to this podcast 4 times? Seriously. Honestly. I mean, just
stop it.
To be honest, you might as well just go and hang yourself from a tree.
By your ankle.
This is how we talk to our listeners. So, go to barkerpodcast.webs.com if you want to listen to the other episodes, not this one again.
Make sure the tree's got good sturdy limbs.
Well,
you know,
up,
you don't want to fuck it up. You know, if you're going to hang yourself, just make sure it's a. Don't go for softwoods, because the limbs off of softwoods, particularly when they're at 90-degree angles, can often tear. Go for a hardwood, oak, ash, hornbeam. You hang yourself from an ash. Deeply ironic.
I'll stick my arm out. There we go. You have to be a midget.
Yes, if you're a midget, you can hang yourself from ash.
Thank you.
Sorry, Adam, what were you saying?
Will has spoken a lot this episode. It's amazing. This is one of your most... Oh, no.
What? He always talks this much.
Really? I think because you
no, just because I've started all the
every conversation. Yeah. I'm talking today. I'm
and
talking
why
today,
was that,
I'm
Adam?
Because we're lazy fuckers. We can't bother to figure out anything to talk about.
It's because we all said we'll come up with stuff to talk about, and I was the only one that did.
Oh, I got my phone.
Sorry, you're trying to make me look bad by having been the one that actually thought of some stuff to do on the podcast.
Thank you, Will.
My pleasure.
Your research. It's brilliant. So you follow me on Twitter at Barker Podcast. Follow Ash.
Yeah.
Confused as fuck.
That'll do.
Have you tweeted yet? Who knows? What about you, Will?
I can't be asked.
Badger Prodder. I can't be asked. Do you get anything taken?
Probably.
Yeah, almost certainly.
Probably, yeah. People on takes. And then no one tweets from it. They just take it just so they can sell it off to people.
Can you sell tweety names?
You can. I think if you took something that you think that in the future someone will want.
It's like the whole web domain
name.
They
can buy them off you because it's yours.
It's like the whole web domain's name conversation we had previously. Yeah. And do you remember how fascinating that was when you started looking up DIY.com? Because that went really, really good, didn't it?
I think we should go. Go and listen to the other podcasts on the collection, MovieCom and It's Not Soccer.
Oh, fuck off.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast nobody is listening to. Hashtag not listening.
All right, tell her where to find us.
Go to www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com or thepodgodsnetwork.com to listen to all the podcasts.
Read the rest.
I am bloody reading it. Also, find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Simply type in the Oddcast Podcast UK. Okay, can I go now?
And that's a wrap. Good job, Rhea.
Fuck off, Adam.